that they're registered voters and they're aware of what their registered voter address is. That's a big one. You know, not only do you have to be a registered voter, when you fill out the actual petition itself and you sign it, you need to know where you're registered to vote. If you don't, the signature will become invalid. You know, so a lot of people make that mistake and they put their current address, which makes that signature invalid. But that's the only requirement, is to be a registered voter in the state of Missouri. They're not signing or voting. They're just simply signing this initiative so it can be placed on the ballot. That way the registered voters of Missouri can decide if this is something they want in their state or something they do not want in their state.